At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. I'm RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show, sponsored by Rand All Thor. And today we're going to do carding calls, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I promise. I've already recorded 3 carding calls. I got on the air last week, I think maybe on Friday. I got on the PC and Mixler and stole ideas from the chat room, but at least one semi-amusing call came out of it. So carding calls are officially back, I guess. I've been getting a lot of voicemails, most of them real, quite a few fake. But that's okay, I expected that. A lot of the voicemails, they are really in the Christmas spirit. Here, let me plug in my voicemail machine and I'll show you what I mean. This one, for example, here's a voice. This is the very first day that I started receiving carding voicemails, I received this one.
Roy, this is Camille Ruddick. You don't know me, but you just left a note on my car at Wendy's in Corbin, Kentucky. I just wanted to thank you for being so kind and leaving the note. I can't be sure where you touched my car, much less dinging it. So do not worry, but thanks again for being so kind. I wish everybody in the world was good as you are. Thank you, sir, and have a great day.
Oh, Camille. Everyone's in the Christmas spirit, apparently. I know Camille is. And that's not the only one like that. There's another one. I haven't heard it yet. But I saw the Google translation text. You know, it emails me the text of the voicemails. Oh, geez, there's one that says they're headed back to the hospital. Great. Oh, I think that's the one. Okay, because there's a text message from this person that says, "Hello, Roy. You dinged my car yesterday. Thank you for the note. It helped to keep a bad day from getting worse." So apparently just leaving a note on someone's car saying that you damaged their car can brighten up a person's day. And here's the voicemail from that person whose day I brightened up. Or not me, but, you know, whoever left the note in the San Francisco area.
Hi, Roy. My name is Lisa. Ooh. And I got your note on my car.
I'm going to call her back.
After leaving the animal emergency hospital. Thank you for leaving the note. You can give me a call back at 415. I'm actually going to be heading back to the hospital today, so I will do my best to get your call, or you could leave me a text if you'd like. Thank you.
See, how can I prank her? She sounds so nice, and she's so happy that I brightened up her day. What am I supposed to do with that? I can't call her and tell her I was taking her car for a joyride and accidentally dinged it during the joyride. If she's visiting the animal hospital every day, she probably has a dying pet or something. So I don't know, maybe I'll send her a nice text back or something soon. Here's another one from the translation. It seems like they're saying, don't worry about it. Oh wait, no, it's a text. It's not a translation. It's a text from Texas. You know, I can't remember who's in Texas. I think it's Heisenberg leaving notes in Texas. But he says, hey Roy, this is the guy who owns the SUV that you dinged. Just wanted to say, don't worry about it. My car is a piece of crap anyway. But thanks for leaving a note. That was very admirable. Most people would just drove away. So thanks for being a stand-up guy. Have a good night. So good job, Heisenberg. You brought back this guy's faith in humanity. Good job. Not so good for our prank thing here, but good for him, I guess. Oh, Jesus, what the hell? Oh, my God. I don't think I even want to play this one. Reading the translation, okay. Hopefully it's translated wrong, because this sounds awful.
Hi, Roy. I'm sorry. This is Debbie. I just left you a message about my car. I should explain that I just lost my son a couple of weeks ago. He died, 22 years old. I don't even know how long this note's been on my car.
Okay, that's it. No. I'm deleting that one. Damn people getting sympathy from me. Here's the original message. It looks like she left one before this. And I'm not even going to play it. I can see from the translation it just says, hey, give me a call back. I think the second message was just her saying, you know, don't worry about it, probably. Wow, great. Now I'm just depressed. Dying animals, dead sons. But at least people think we're nice. Right? Right? Anyway, I don't know what to make of all this. It doesn't seem like I got notes like this before when I did this whole carding thing 2 or 3 years ago. But there are plenty of other people in here. It looks like maybe there's 20, possibly. I'm going to go through most of them on this show. They've been leaving messages it looks like they're up to 4 days ago now. And I've been busy this weekend. I wasn't able to call any this weekend like I'd hoped to. Which sucks, because, you know, I like to call these people back within a day or two. These are kind of, you know, time sensitive. I know, I'll just tell them that I've been in jail. I was in jail over the weekend. And that's why I didn't get back to them immediately. Perfect idea. That's a good excuse. Before we get started, I have an update from the doggy spa. Remember the doggy spa from the last show? They adopted a median, and I don't remember exactly what we said to the doggy spa. Are they the ones that opened the door and there was a bunch of fire trucks going by? I don't remember. But somebody tattled on us, like people always do, on their Facebook page, and Doggy Spa replied to several of us and said that we were funny. On the Phone Losers page, they replied to the video of the show, and they listened to the show. They said on someone else's, but on my page they wrote, that was pretty funny, you had us going for a bit. Thanks for the chuckles. And I don't know if they were seriously amused or they're just afraid of us, and they're like, oh my god, be nice to these people, they're psychopaths. I'm going to assume that they think we're psychopaths, and they're just being careful. But thank you, Doggy Spa, for being so nice, if you're still listening. It's nice to not be threatened with lawsuits for a change. I also have another update on a previous show. Do you guys remember when I called Five Guys, and I said something about their pickle delivery, and then I got the lady to put a customer on the phone, and I cursed at her, yelled at them about the music? I got a message from that guy, and he says, I'm not sure if you remember, but I was the one that submitted the Five Guys number a while back. So here's a brief follow-up to that. When I went back in the next day, the managers didn't say anything about the calls or the pickle shipments, but on the computer, a phone number search webpage was opened. Teehee, is what he says. Also, a week ago, the current general manager that you left a message for quit his job at my place to go work for a barbecue place. Coincidence? I don't know. You should give me the barbecue place number, and I'll call him there and call him about his pickle deliveries. It'll be hilarious. No, just kidding. I don't know. I'm not going to follow people around and stalk them and stuff. But thank you for that update. I can't remember if I was supposed to use your name or not, so I guess I'm just not going to, just in case. I don't want you to get fired. Oh, and speaking of getting fired, you remember the guy that was sending me all the numbers from a hobo store? He got fired, but it wasn't because of me, hopefully. He says, 2 weeks ago, I got fired for cussing out one of the managers, and I made a scene because they're assholes. So he wants me to do a job reference check on him, and I'll do that soon. I'm going to keep this show kind of themed around the carding notes. I'll definitely get back to that email. One more thing before I play these calls from Friday, these carding calls. Matthew Goodyear wants me to send a shout out to Corey in New South Wales, who is busy sorting the mail while he listens to me. Matthew says he got him into the prank call shows a few months ago, and he seems to like you a lot, and also Carlito, but mostly me. Me more than Carlito, I'm sure. So hi, Corey in New South Wales. I hope you haven't stopped listening yet, because it's been a month since this email was sent to me. And thank you, Matthew, for spreading the word. Spreading the good word of PLA. Everyone should do that. Okay, let's get started. Let's play some calls. These are from Friday. This was live on the air, but just for three calls, I was just trying to get some help from the chat room. So here they are.
Yeah, hi, Roy. My name's Mike. I had a note on my truck window this morning. It said that you dinged my car. I looked at my truck. I didn't see nothing, so I didn't know if it was my car or my truck, but I haven't looked at my car yet. But if you get a chance, give me a call. Again, my name is Mike. My number is area code 56.
Okay, I'm going to ask him if he uses bar soap or liquid soap to wash his loins. That's what I'll say to this carding person. Someone said I should say I took their muffler.
Yo.
Hello, Mike?
Yes, sir.
It's Roy. I accidentally dinged your car.
My car or my truck?
The truck. Whatever. It's the same thing. It's an automobile.
I didn't even see nothing.
Oh, well, it's there. It's on the truck.
Is it on the driver's side, or...?
I don't know, because I'm from England.
Yeah?
But, look, I was thinking maybe I could challenge you to a destruction derby, and if you want to get me back for what I did to your truck, like your truck versus my Ford Nissan.
What do you mean destruction derby?
You know, demolition derby. You and I in the ring, 5 minutes. We'll see who wins.
With my truck?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
To, you know, if you're angry about the ding that I put in it, maybe we could settle it like men.
No, I didn't even see a ding in it.
Okay.
It's a work truck. I ain't too worried about it. If I can't see it, then... Pardon?
Well, is it your work or is it somebody else's work? Is it your... Do you own the truck?
Yeah, I own the truck, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's your truck. You should be concerned about a ding in your truck.
Well, if I can't see it, it can't be too bad.
Okay. Well, I don't understand why you haven't. Maybe if you'd done a better job parking, maybe I wouldn't have dinged it, you know?
What do you mean, better job parking? I'm right up against the curb.
No, you were out a little bit. I think you could have parked a little bit closer to the curb, and that wouldn't have happened.
Well, did you hurt your vehicle?
A little bit, but it doesn't matter about my vehicle, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's your parking sucked. Maybe you should give me your insurance information.
I don't think so.
You park like a woman.
I don't know who you are or what your fucking problem is, but I see my truck when I parked it last night.
Maybe
the fucker was right up against the curb.
Maybe you should do. Maybe you think it's up against the curb, but I would say the law probably disagrees with you because. It wasn't even close to the curb, and maybe
I don't know. Did you take a picture of where it was parked?
No, but I could see it. I don't need to take a picture. You need to take some driving lessons.
I'm not going to sit here and fucking argue with you about it.
Hey, don't curse at me.
I had to fuck her parked.
Yeah,
whatever.
You park like a. Did you have your wife park the truck? It's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, did you have your wife park the truck that day? Today.
Are you trying to look for a fight, or what are you doing here?
Well, you're the one that's starting shit with me. I was just trying to be nice and leave a note.
You left a note, and then you sit there and tell me that I need to learn how to park.
Well, because it's true.
Every time I get out of my vehicle, I look to make sure that I ain't got a tire up on the curb or something so I don't wreck my tires. So yeah. I know how I had it parked.
I was pissed because you had your car too far out there. I took your muffler with me because I knocked your muffler off when I hit it.
He didn't knock my fucking muffler off. It's still on the truck. You must have hit somebody else's truck.
No, well, why would I leave a note on your truck if it wasn't your truck?
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about or fucking what your game is. Or
you're an idiot. That? I said you're a fucking idiot if you think your muffler's still there.
Well, why don't you come over here and we'll talk about it?
No, I just want your insurance information, and we'll just leave it
you
at that.
You ain't getting my fucking insurance information.
Well, that's illegal then. I'm going to call the police.
Well, you go ahead and call the police. Yeah. I know how I had my truck parked, and I got plenty of witnesses that live in this building that will tell them how I had it parked.
You need to learn how to park. Learn how to park like a man.
Yeah, you need to learn to quit running your fucking mouth before somebody shuts it for you.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see you try, motherfucker. I don't know. He got a little mad. I guess that's all right. Thank you, whoever in Iowa left the number on that truck for me. Here's one from Chicago.
Hi. I'm looking for Roy. I got your phone number out of my windshield. I don't know why I received that. I have a note that you hit my car because I didn't see anything on my car. Please give me a call back at 773 to let me know what do you mean by it. Getting my car because I didn't see any obvious signs on it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to call him. And I will try to use the word schlong. I promise, Mr. Schlong.
Hello.
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Uh-huh.
And, I accidentally dinged your car.
But where? Because I didn't see any damage.
Oh, it's on the inside. Like, kind of where the glove box is.
How did you get inside my car?
I broke in. I was trying to, you know, I was trying to see if there was any change in your car. Any loose change or cigarettes or anything that I could steal. And,
hold on.
When I was crawling around
you
in your car.
Tried to break into my car and they left me a note?
Yeah, because it was an accident. And there's like a little, there's a scuff mark and a dent where my schlong hit, right next to the glove box. Yeah, I used the word schlong.
Dude, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not in my car right now. I'll check it out once I get home, but to me it sounds so weird that somebody that tried to break into my car left me a note about this. I mean, to me it doesn't make no sense.
Okay, so you don't want my insurance information then? We're cool with everything?
Well, I didn't even see anything, but most likely I think we're cool. And my advice, don't try to break in anybody's cars.
Oh, don't tell me how to do my job.
Cool.
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job. I know how to break into cars. You didn't even notice I broke in.
No, of course I did not. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Is that your job?
Yes, I didn't break your window or anything. I know how to get into a car without you noticing. You know, I'm...
Oh, okay.
There's no problem with that. I just...
Don't try my cars anymore, because I don't have change, nothing in my pocket, nothing into my car.
Okay, well, I was just looking for loose change, or maybe, you know, like an iPhone or anything that might be of value inside the car, but you didn't have anything, because I guess you're poor?
I am. I'm working for every single penny, so.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there's nothing really of value in your car, but I accidentally dinged the underside of the dashboard with my schlong.
All right. Okay, well, that's the first time that happened this to me, and trust me, I mean, it's weird.
Yeah, I was just trying to be a good neighbor by leaving a note.
All right, that's good enough.
But you don't have to tell me how to do my job, because I know how to, I you know, I do what I want.
I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, because I have no idea how to do it.
Okay, so, well, before you said that, you said my advice would be not to break into cars anymore. So you were trying to tell me what to do.
Well, you do whatever you want anyway, isn't it right?
Yeah. So don't tell me what to do.
Okay, I'm not.
God. I don't know what your problem is.
All right, man. So no, I don't have no problem. I mean, I really have to go now. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay. Hey, also, I emptied your tires out of air. I let all the air out of your tires.
Okay, that's really good. I really needed that.
Oh, no, no. I filled them back up, but I filled them with Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I completely...
Very good. That's very nice of you.
So, like, when you drive, you're going to hear, like, a sloshing sound.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least you can do it to my other cars.
Crystal Pepsi is what's in there.
Okay. That's perfect, man. I didn't even know where to get some Pepsi for my tires, but, I mean, I do appreciate it that you did it for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything. I thought it's the least I could do after dinging your car.
Okay, well, I appreciate that you're dinging my car, and I appreciate that you filled my tires with Pepsi.
You're welcome. Anything. Anything for a neighbor, because I'm your neighbor. I live right by you.
Very good, Max. That's very good.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
All right, you do the same.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Usually the foreigners aren't so quick. You know, they're not. They're just confused a bunch. That guy was kind of on top of things, it seemed like. And by not that quick, I mean, you know, there's the language barrier. I don't need a bunch of you asshole listeners saying that I'm a racist again, like they did with the whole Mike Brown thing because I called him a thug or whatever, just because he's a thug.
Roy, you need to call me back. You hit my car yesterday. Call me back. It's Mike, 619-88.
See, that one sounds fake to me. And he left another message.
Hey, Roy, this is Mike. I just got your note you left on my car. If you want to give me a call back, my phone number is 619-88. We can work out getting this thing fixed. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so Mike. I'm going to call Mike, I guess. What am I going to say to Mike? Quick, what do I say to Mike?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Roy. I called and left. I left a note on your car.
Oh yeah, how's it going, Roy?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, I was hoping you were still in the San Diego area here. I saw your number was in Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah. I moved here last year. I moved here last year. I just kept the same phone number.
Okay, cool. There's a guy right down the way from us in the suite where I work at where you dinged my car at.
Uh huh.
And he does, like, little dent and paint chip removals. So if you can take care of that, that'd be fine. I mean, I'm sure it's not anything extravagant, but, well, versus going through the insurance thing makes better sense, right?
Well, there's no paint, really. I mean, it was on the interior, like, right around where the glove box is.
For what?
Yeah, I was inside your car when I dinged it. It's like a little indentation thing right next to where the glove box is.
Why were you inside the car?
I was looking for loose change and stuff. I'm homeless.
What?
I was looking for loose change and stuff inside the car. And I was like crawling around and I just kind of slipped and my
You're fucking with me. You're fucking with me right now.
No, of course not. I just, I felt bad about it, so I left the note. There's nothing I didn't do anything to the outside. Is there a problem on the outside of the car?
Yeah, I saw a small paint scratch.
Oh, no,
I thought that's what you were talking about. You said ding my car.
Well, yeah, I meant ding on the inside, like a little, like right by. Are you by the car right now? You could look and see the glove box dent.
Okay, so you're gonna tell me you were you broke into my car, rummaged around inside of it.
I didn't break anything. I used a Slim Jim.
Dented my glove box. How did you get into the car?
I used a Slim Jim. Yeah, believe it or not.
Hold the fuck out of here.
Those still work, believe it or not. They work just as well as they always have. People think
that... What were you doing in Serrano Valley?
What?
What are you doing? How can you say that you're homeless, you have a cell phone? Why are you rummaging around in other people's cars?
Okay,
you know,
well,
it's illegal, right?
First of all, pretty much every homeless person I've ever met has a cell phone today. It's not a big expense. I pay like $8 a month for my cell phone. I can make that easily in one day from people's cars. Cell phones aren't expensive, you know? But yeah, there's nice cars around here, and that's why I hang out.
So, okay, you don't plan on fixing the damage you did to my car?
No, of course I do. Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I can... that's why I left the note. But the damage is...
Yeah.
I didn't do anything to the outside of your car, so I shouldn't have to pay for that.
Okay. All right, well, let me take a look at my car, and... I'll give you a call back on your $8 a month cell phone, and I still find this hard to believe. I mean,
you think it's hard to believe that homeless people have cell phones?
I think it's hard to believe that you do this in broad daylight in the middle of a packed parking lot.
Why is that hard to believe? That's the best time to do it, in my opinion.
And then you're sitting here talking to me about it so nonchalantly, like it's something that, it's just never happened in that parking lot before. There's not a lot of homeless people in that area. It's just kind of hard to believe.
I don't look homeless. I'm clean shaven and everything. You know, if I wanted to get caught, I would look homeless, but I don't. So I take care of myself. But that's the...
By stealing from other people.
It's just change. Okay. It's not like I'm stealing cars. I'm just stealing change and stuff.
No, stealing is stealing, man.
It's just loose change.
However you want to justify it, it's fine. I will take a look at the damage you did and give you a call back.
I didn't take anything of value. It's just like loose change. It's not even a felony, really.
Well, you didn't do that good of a job because there's like a $40 bag of change in there. That you obviously missed.
I didn't take all of it. If I took all of it, then you'd know I was in there. I'm not stupid.
Oh, man. This is really weird.
Change in cigarette butts. That's all I'm after.
This is really weird, my man.
Okay. Well, you know, I just thought it'd be nice. You know, honest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's cool of you to leave a note.
I can't believe you're giving an attitude with me just because I...
I mean, dude, if you were in my position, you'd be a little weirded out as well.
Well, maybe... it's just change. I didn't even take that much change.
Do you remember what car it was?
I did so many cars that day. I really don't know.
I don't believe you. You're fucking with me.
Why would I be fucking with you over something like this? That doesn't make sense.
All right. I guess I'll give you a call back. Thanks for
maybe we should just call it even because I didn't take all your change, so you can use that change to pay for the tiny little ding I put in there. If you want to have an attitude.
What did you dent?
The back of the heel of my boot when I was crawling in the back seat, I hit the just right under kind of the under part of the dashboard, the lower part of the dashboard. So there's like this little.
You crawled in from the back window.
No, I was in the front, but then I was crawling into the back to see if there's anything valuable in the back, you know?
And my boot hit
the dashboard, and it just kind of dented it.
Okay, all right, man. Thanks for the call. Man.
Whatever, Mr. Fucking Attitude Problem. Just trying to be nice.
Mr. Fucking Stealer of Shit out of People's Cars? You're going to talk shit to me right now?
At least I have a job.
What do you mean, at least I have a fucking job? You stole from my place of work.
Okay.
What, do you think I just parked there and hung out?
How would I know what you're doing there? It's none of my business what you're doing there.
All right, dude. You take it easy.
All right. Smart ass. Asshole. Dick face. I'm the stealer of shit. Listen to that guy acting like homeless people can't possibly get to his parking lot at his work. No, there's no buses that go there. It would be completely impossible. And homeless people have cell phones. I guarantee you, homeless people having cell phones is a common thing. Not every single homeless person has a cell phone, but a lot of them do. I can promise you that. Next time you see a homeless person, this is a homework assignment, by the way. Next time you see a homeless person, say, hey, can I use your cell phone? See what happens. They'll probably say, sure, if I can borrow a dollar. Either that or you'll get stabbed. Mike needs to get with the times, damn it. Thinking that just because I'm a thug, like Mike Brown was, and that I break into cars, that I wouldn't be an honest person and leave a note for him if I damaged his car. That's why I use a Slim Jim, and I don't just break windows like, you know, those other thugs. I'm very respectful of people's property when I break into their cars and steal things from their car. I know what it's like to have my window broken. I've had my window broken and my car stereo stolen twice since I've lived in this town. $300 to replace a window. I've given up on having a nice stereo. That's what I get for living in this bad neighborhood. Wow, we're 30 minutes into the show already. That's crazy. I'm not going to have time to call all these car dings. I'm going to have to save them for the next show. So, of course, since I'm short on time, I'm going to play some voicemails. Why not? Let's play extra voicemails today. Let's play like 20 voicemails.
Hello? Roy the retarded boy?
You don't say hello on a voicemail. What the hell? Calling me retarded and you're like, hello? Is he going to speak to me?
I got a couple jokes. I think they're funny, but I don't know about you. All right. why didn't the skeleton need a telephone?
I don't know. Why didn't the skeleton need a telephone?
Because he had no body to talk to.
Oh,
all right, and my last joke is, what is the cheapest time to call your friend long distance?
I don't know. What is the cheapest time to call your friends long distance?
When they are not home.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
All right, thanks. I hope you found that funny. And
I did. Didn't you hear me laughing?
And keep up the good work, all right? I love you, baby.
Aw, thanks. Now I feel bad being mean to you at the beginning. Here's another voicemail from the same area code. Let's see if it's him again.
Hey, Brad. Or Roy. Whatever your name is. Remember that 7-Eleven prank we did, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? Twinkies and Gatorade? Well, I heard that one.
You know, that was not me. That was Twinkies and Gatorade. That was either Rob the Hyena, that's the guy that gave me all of those median, adopt-a-median numbers on the last show. And then there were some people that did the same prank. You know, they copied his prank. I may be wrong on this, but I think it was Ice Goose and Sloth that did that one, which was equally funny. Or it was more bizarre. That was the one with the Four Locos and everything. But anyway, yeah. Continue, please.
A couple weeks ago, and it just reminded me of how awesome those 7-Eleven calls are, where you just try and make employees do the dumbest things ever. So if you can make...
What the hell are you doing?
Make those calls more often, it'd be really cool. Alright.
Okay, I will try to do that. The problem is I usually do morning shows these days. I guess I could still do it in the mornings. Just in the mornings, you're more likely to have a manager in the store who might be, you know, a little less willing to cooperate, might be a bit smarter than the average convenience store employee. So I find it's best to do those kind of calls at night. But yeah, I agree. I need to do some more 7-Eleven calls. Those are always fun. There's a whole series of those on the PLA YouTube page. And I'm sure there's probably a playlist. And the playlist is probably called Thank You, Come Again. Maybe, if I remember, I'll put a link to that in the show notes so everyone can listen to all the wacky things that we've done to convenience stores. I've never done the thing where I've gotten them to dump Four Locos and Twinkies and Gatorade and all that stuff together in a bucket. I try to lean more toward non-destructive pranks. You know, not that those are destructive, but, you know, it does make them waste things that they shouldn't be wasting. I'm more likely to call 7-Eleven people and get them to put customers on the phone, or maybe get them to rip up a $20 bill or something, because it's counterfeit. You know, a few years ago, the 7-Eleven calls were getting out of control. And it's kind of my fault, I think, because I started the whole 7-Eleven thing, you know, pretending to be the corporate office and making them do wacky things. But I think it was mostly Mr. Spessa and Trevor got employees to do just completely insane things. Like there was one guy, they got him to take Coke syrup, you know, out of the boxes that go into the fountain drink machine. Got him to mop the floors with Coke syrup. I think I mentioned this on a show recently, didn't I? I should shut up. But yeah, they got another one to take the change out of the register and replace the change with condiments like ketchup and relish and stuff. I remember they convinced one employee to get some tools out of his car and take the sink off of the wall in the bathroom. And then they got him to snap a picture. They got him to bring the sink behind the counter, like where the cash register was. And then they had him snap a picture of it and send it to my email. That was pretty crazy. Got him to remove the bathroom sink. Good times with Mr. Spessa and Trevor.
Hi, Brad. This is Elky.
Hey, Elky. I remember you. You'd give me lots of good ideas during live shows.
Hey, I'm going to, assuming that you're going to play this on your show, I'm going to give you a plug for your own CD right now. It's Can I Help You? And I just bought it off your website. I'm looking forward to listening to it. My question is, can I get some of your old shows on some type of flash drive or CD? I remember in an old show you said you have it all in a flash drive, and if somebody asked, you would send it out to them. So I'm definitely...
That sounds like I'm full of shit. Why would I do that? I'm not going to give you a flash drive.
Okay. I guess just maybe say how much you would want for it, and the old shows would be best because I have no way of getting those except for YouTube, and I can't download them, so... I'd like to have them on my phone or iPod. Anyways, if you could talk about that on your show, that'd be awesome. All right.
I don't sell or give away physical copies of the PLA material anymore. I mean, except for the CDs. Because in 2014, everyone loves to buy compact discs. I sell upwards of 2 of those every year. No, really, those are more of like just a collector's item, memento type thing. I can't imagine too many people besides you, you fucking weirdo, like CDs. I would do the flash drive thing if I could find a cheap place to get flash drives. But the problem is that there's a lot of gigabytes of material. Like, I think the last media pack was 40 gigs. Let's see. I'm looking at the media pack on my hard drive. And it looks like the prank calls directory, that's not shows, that's just individual pranks, is 5.3 gigs. And if I click on the shows directory, that's 21 gigs, 21.8 gigs. So we're looking at like 26 gigs. So if I were to offer flash drives on the website, it would be about 32. I would need to get like a 32 gig drive. And then that wouldn't include any of the videos, like all the videos. It's hard to say how big the video collection is, because there's a lot of stuff in here I probably wouldn't give away, just because it'd be pointless. Like the videos of the shows that I put on YouTube, nobody would want those. You know, the full shows. But anyway, the best way to get all of the PLA material, every bit of it, would be to download the PLA Media Pack torrent, which is on phonelosers.org/torrent, or torrents. If you go there, you can download the PLA Media Pack 2013 torrent, which is the entire collection of PLA stuff as of probably summer of 2013. I am currently working on making a new torrent that has, you know, the latest updates, like all the new shows, everything, all the videos, and that's going to be up on that page soon, phonelosers.org/torrents. So if you want everything that the PLA has ever done, and hopefully you have a good internet connection, because it's pretty huge. I think it's about 40 gigs, something like that. Then that's where you get it all. I used to sell media packs, compact discs, and then I moved up to DVDs, writable DVDs with all the PLA content on them, but there's just no room anymore. I'd have to give you, like, you know, 10 DVDs or something. And no, I'm not going to buy a Blu-ray burner. Fuck that shit. Just get the torrent. phonelosers.org/torrent. And download it for free. And by the way, I have to have that torrent finished by the end of this month so I can call it the 2014 torrent, so I need to get to work on that. I'm kind of restructuring the folders, and I'm making sure that everything is tagged. So, you know, if you put it on your iPhone or whatever, it's going to have the correct tags in there so you can find things. I will finish that up soon, and there's going to be a brand new torrent. So instead of downloading 2013, you should just wait and get the 2014, which will probably be at least twice as big. There are a lot of voicemails. I wish I could just play all of these. I just don't want to bore the shit out of you guys. There's about 20 of them left right now. You all should vote in the comments or on YouTube or wherever you're listening to this and let me know. Should I just do a show where I just catch up on the voicemails? Just play every single one of them and get caught up?
I don't get it. Like, vaginas?
What?
You learned.
There's minorities. Now you can go kill them.
Killing minorities? What?
Minorities?
Yes, the minorities. You can go kill them now.
The minorities later.
No, you said you were going to kill the minorities. The minority is right there.
Yeah, but we're making a voice call now.
But they don't know your name. They don't know. We can do it multitasking.
You want to do it on the voice now?
Yes. Multitasking.
Holy shit, I think I should call the cops.
Multitasking. You can kill every minority while making a voice.
Okay, this voicemail goes on for a while. I'm going to end that one right now before I get implicated in the death of yet another minority.
Hi, Brad. This is Matt, a.k.a. LX-Ray for XL. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be out in some richer neighborhoods today in the Connecticut area, and I'm going to be putting out a shitload of card games
on
people's cars. So I hope you'll get a lot of fun calls out of it. Because, like I said, it's going to be some richer assholes, and I'm going to be putting smug, arrogant comments like, at least you have your health, or it looks like you can afford it, or happy holidays. So I'm thinking people are going to get all riled up and cry about it, so hopefully you'll be getting
call the police on me.
A bunch of calls from the 860-203 area. Anyway, hopefully it helps, and hopefully you'll do my prank request that I put in a while back, because, yeah, it'll be fun. Okay, thanks.
I'm further behind on prank requests than I am on voicemails. That was a brand new voicemail, by the way. The other three were the oldest ones. That was the newest one. But yeah, I guess I should stop with these voicemails. Let me check my carding voicemail quickly here. Oh, I'm sorry to say, Matt, but I do not see any carding voicemails from Connecticut. So you failed. You did a horrible job. God, why even bother if you're not going to do a good job? Yeah, these are all from Indianapolis and Iowa, Texas, California. Nothing from Connecticut. Try harder next time, goddammit, Matt. Okay, let's try and do some new dings. Whoa, wait, what's this? There's a voicemail in the carding voicemail box from Gloria's number from 2 months ago.
I had a good question. I kind of want to put the number on people's cars saying I've dinged them, but I don't know if this phone number is still active, so could you let me know or give me another number?
It goes on for a while, but I guess that's when Gloria first got into the whole PLA thing, and she found the carding number. You're so ahead of your time, Gloria. You knew that I was going to start doing cardings in a couple of months. Anyway, okay, let's get started. I have 2.5 pages. I think that means I have 25 carding voicemails, and that's after deleting those ones that I played at the beginning of the show, which were just, you know, the depressing ones about hospitals and dead sons.
Hi, Roy. My name is David, and you left a note on my windshield today that you dinged my car. That was awfully nice of you. I really didn't...
This again, being nice to me, thanking me for the note, thanking me for dinging their car.
Much damage, but if you can give me a call back and let me know what you're talking about, that would be great. But like I said, I didn't see much of the... I think it was just a ding in the side of the car. I think that the car can handle it. But anyway, give me a call back and let me know. My number is 707. And thanks again. That was awfully nice of you. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye. I'm such a nice guy. These people have me all figured out. So I have a note next to this one, and it is from Elky. Elky from the chat room, because this is one of the ones I was trying to call on Friday and he never picked up. But Elky says, I need to say that I was dumping a jar of Ticks into their car and I scratched the paint with the jar. I don't know where the hell that came from, but that's what Elky says I need to do. Elky from the voicemail earlier, by the way. So I think that's a good idea for this one because, you know, I don't want to be mean to this guy. He sounds like a nice old man. Instead, I need to be insane.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes, Roy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, anyway, that was really nice of you to leave a note, and I just wanted to check back with you. Are you talking about just that little thing by the driver's door?
By, kind of above the driver's door, up near the roof?
Up near the roof.
Yeah, you know, up on top.
I don't know if I saw that. Hold on. Let me take a look.
Okay.
Just a little ding. You know, the car's pretty old and has had several dings before, but...
Oh.
You know, a little bit of hair in there.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, mine too.
But, you know, I really don't see anything that of any consequences here, so I don't think that there's anything for you to worry about.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I had a jar of Ticks. I was dumping them all over your car, and, you know, the jar, I just, I accidentally bumped it up against the you know, on the roof of the car, and it left a little scratch.
No, nothing, I don't see anything to worry about. So.
Oh, really?
Thank you so much for your honesty and coming forward and doing that, but, yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, you're welcome. And did you find the Ticks?
No, I don't know what it is. The tick.
Oh, you know, Ticks like that dogs have, like fleas and ticks.
Oh, yeah.
I had a big jar of Ticks, and I was dumping them into your car.
You were what?
I was dumping Ticks into your car. And it just, the jar just kind of accidentally scraped against the side.
Well, why were you dumping Ticks onto my car?
I don't know. Just whatever. I don't have to have a reason. I just do things, you know?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, Ticks. I had a jar full of just thousands of Ticks. I was dumping them into the, you know, down around the windshield wipers and trying up near the window, near a little crack in the
window. You don't think that's a little malicious?
No, I didn't mean it to be malicious. I just do things. It was nothing personal.
Okay, well, I think that it's time to end this call.
Why are you going to end the call?
Because I think this is crazy. Why would anybody want to dump ticks on somebody's car?
Not on the car, really. More like in the car.
Yeah, more like in the car. Like, why would you do that? Isn't there a law against that or something?
I doubt it. Why would they put a law like that on the books?
Well, I think they're trying to break into a car and anybody.
Oh, no. I wasn't trying to break in. I was just trying to let the ticks come in. Because it's cold out, and, you know, just...
Okay, well, I think that's quite enough, and... please, destroy my number.
What, destroy your number? Destroy it? Really? What do you mean, destroy it? Destroy my number. Is that what he said? I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Anyway, yeah, I love the tick idea. It makes no sense at all, and that's why I love it. And that guy's reaction wasn't perfect, so I think I need to keep going with this tick thing.
Roy. My name is James. I'm the owner of the car that you broke the mirror out of. Please call me back at 818-585-6571.
No, I didn't.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
And you said I broke the mirror?
Well, you said you broke the mirror.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was really broke. I thought it was more like cracked.
No, it was broken.
What's
my wife drove off, the entire part of the mirror broke. Listen, it only cost $100. I replaced the mirror. If you want to pay me the $100, that's fine.
Well, I don't think I broke it all the way off. Like, I was standing over your car, and I was holding a jar of ticks. I was, like, dumping them in the engine, and it just cracked a little bit. It didn't fall off. I think your wife broke the mirror.
No, it fell off when she drove the car. The minute she drove the car, the rest of the mirror fell off.
No, because I was just, I was standing in a weird place.
Okay,
Hey.
Sir, what's the point of calling, sir? The mirror was broken by an act that you did. You know, I fixed the mirror. I went to BMW, bought a mirror, replaced it. It cost me $109. So where do we go?
I think your wife's lying. I think she's a liar.
Sure.
Cause
the mirror was broken, whether it was chipped or cracked or all the way broken, was done as a result of something you did. So what are you arguing?
Well, I'm arguing that your wife's a...
Are you saying that because you cracked the mirror, because you cracked the mirror, when she drove off, it fell off, that it's not your fault that you cracked the mirror?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Because I was just trying to dump a jar of ticks into the engine. I didn't...
But you cracked the mirror.
Yeah.
But you admit you cracked the mirror.
Well, no, I don't think I cracked it at all.
Well, then what did you do, sir?
Is that what I wrote on the note? Because I don't remember writing that on the note.
Yeah, that's exactly what you wrote on the note.
Oh, that's not true.
I'll read the note to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'll read the note to you.
Okay. Oh, my God, you're a slow reader. This is taking forever.
No, I have to find it.
Oh.
Actually, I have 2 MBAs, thank you. So I'm not a slow reader.
Aren't you special?
I don't have your note sitting in my pocket. I have to go and find your note. So
I see. Okay. All right. This sounds fishy. It's like you're trying to do an insurance scam on me or something.
An insurance scam for $100? Are you serious?
Well, I don't know. If you're really poor, it seems like it'd be worth it. You know, you could try and get money out of me. I think your wife just broke it, though, and just like
with
her bad driving.
Sorry, I hit your car. Call Roy.
It doesn't say anything about a mirror.
Okay, so then why did you tell me you cracked the mirror then?
Well, no, you told me I cracked the mirror. I think your wife did the mirror thing.
Why would my wife do... You know what? Here's the bottom line. It's $100. Either you're going to own up and pay it or you're not. It's not worth me arguing with you about it. You cracked the mirror. I have a note from you saying you hit the car. The only thing that was damaged was a mirror was cracked. My wife would have nothing to do with that. Why would she...
do anything other than drive her car home.
No, I'm just saying she's probably a bad driver. But what I did is there's like this little ding.
My wife's a bad driver because the mirror that you cracked fell off when she drove.
I don't think I cracked it. You just put that in my head when I first called. I was just trying
to tell you. What did you
do then? It's like
didn't you call me and say I hit the mirror? I don't think I cracked the mirror. What did you do then? Why did you leave the note?
I left the note. Oh, my God, if you'll just let me talk. It's like this little scratch up near the top of the... Oh, are you going to let me tell you?
No, you know what? Fuck you. I paid for it. Fuck you, okay? That's what I want to tell
you. I want to pay for the damage I actually caused.
Then what are we arguing about? Why are we going back and forth about this?
Because
what are we arguing about?
You won't let me tell you what damage...
If you admit you broke the mirror, sir, and I'm telling you I have a receipt showing that I had to replace the mirror, and I can show you the receipt, what is there to discuss and argue about? You admitted it. You wrote a note saying you admitted it. I have a receipt that shows I had to pay for it. What is there to discuss? Either what? You're going to pay for it or not. It's $100. If you're not going to pay for it, just say it and we're done.
Okay, well, the damage that I caused was just this little scratch above the door. I was standing by the mirror, but I don't think I touched the mirror at all.
Then how did the mirror fall off, sir?
I think your wife's a bad driver.
An otherwise fine mirror just decided to fall off on the exact day that you decided to hit the car for no other reason.
Oh, I wasn't hitting the car. I had a jar of ticks, and I accidentally scraped it up on near the top of the door. You'll see the scrape I'm talking about. But I didn't touch the mirror. Just my jar of ticks just kind of scraped the paint a little. Sir, hello?
Okay, so then what's the point of you calling then? Since you dispute the mirror. And why would you bring my wife into some disparagement that she's going to break a mirror? For what reason? Well, I don't know you. Don't know that you were going to even return my phone call. I had to pay out of pocket, which means comes out of my wife's pocket. Why would anybody's wife or any rational human being break something for something as simple as $100?
Well, no, I don't.
Don't we understand the logic?
I don't think she did it on purpose. I think she's just a bad driver.
So she's a bad driver, and she drove off and broke a mirror that was otherwise fine because of you cracking it, but it's her fault.
No, I never said I cracked it. I think that you said that when I first called in.
So you said you tapped the mirror, you cracked it, but you didn't think it had broken all the way. That was your exact word.
Oh, no. You need to get that MBA renewed or something, because, no, you're misunderstanding me.
No, you don't renew an MBA. You don't renew an MBA.
Oh, yes, you do. If you really had an MBA, you would know that.
No, you do not.
You don't know how MBAs work.
I got mine from UCLA. Have you ever heard of UCLA?
Oh, no, I haven't heard of that, because I don't have an MBA.
That's where I got mine from. You don't renew an MBA, sir.
You might want to call them. I think they gave you an MBA that's defective.
Yeah. Do you have a degree?
No, sir. No, I'm a high school dropout.
Right, exactly. That's painfully obvious. Ask any of your friends that do if you renew a degree. You renew licenses. You possibly renew certificates with minimum continuing education. You do not renew a law degree. You do not renew a master's in business degree. You do not renew a psychology or any other
undergraduate. You do if they gave you a defective one, because yours is broken.
Okay, mine's defective, right. I'm going to take that from someone who doesn't have a degree, but yeah, that's right.
So do you think you're better than everyone else that has a degree? Is that what it is?
No, I think I'm better than someone who's too stupid to make a comment about someone that does have a degree when they don't and aren't completely are ignorant of what they're talking about. That's what I do think, yeah.
Well, at least I didn't marry someone that doesn't know how to drive.
You know what?
My wife knows how to drive.
Are you going to pay for it or not? That's the bottom line.
I'll pay for the damage that I caused, which was this little scratch above the door as I was pouring ticks into the engine.
Okay, what did you estimate that scratch to be worth?
Like 50 cents, probably.
50 cents?
I don't know. You tell me.
I have a receipt saying it's $109.86.
Oh, you're lying. That's the mirror. I didn't break the mirror.
This conversation ends.
Does it? When? What time? Now? You know, I really hope that listeners are not going out and breaking cars and then leaving notes. Because that would suck. I really don't want that to happen. That never happened before when I did this. But there's a small possibility that one was completely fake. I really don't know, because he called from an unknown number, and he gave me his cell phone number. But why would it show unknown if he's just calling from his cell phone? I'm so confused. I hope it was just some weird coincidence, though, that their mirror just happened to be broken on the day that somebody left a carding note on their car. Or maybe the carding note was blocking the wife's vision, and it made her overshoot a turn or something, and she scraped the mirror along the side of a building or a car or something. I really hope that guy gets his MBA renewed, though. Because holy shit, he needs to get that renewed. Doesn't even understand how MBAs work. Don't they teach you that in MBA school?
Roy?
Yes?
I saw you ding my car,
Fake.
I'm just calling back.
Fake.
So, I'm going to be calling later tomorrow, so you better be ready to receive.
Whoa, okay. I will be ready to receive.
Hi, my name is Bernice, and I'm the owner of a black Toyota Corolla. I just got a note on my car saying, sorry, I get your car. So I was just trying to return the phone call to the number on the card. If you could just call me back at 818. My name's Bernice. Thank you.
That's another one from Friday, and it's in the same area code as the guy with the MBA. So I think these are the ones that Carl Sanders did. Carl Sanders told me he was going to leave a bunch of notes. Oh, wait, let me ask Carl. He's in the chat room. Carl Sanders, did you break some guy's mirror and then leave a note? Carl Sanders says, LOL, I did no damage to any of the cars I left notes on. It was already there. Oh, so I asked him if he saw the broken mirror then. And he says, yeah, wasn't sure if it was there already, but it's probably from someone parking next to the street. So that's awesome. I was worried that, you know, a listener had broken someone's mirror and then left a note. Which I don't want anyone to do. Please don't damage cars before you leave notes on them. I know Carl fairly well, though, and I don't think he's the type of person to go around breaking cars and then leaving notes on them. So that's awesome. I feel much better about that call now. I bet that guy's wife just decided to blame it on the note, because the note was there. May as well just say it's the mirror. Carl also says he wasn't sure if the mirror was broken when they parked, but he can see how they could have parked there and someone driving by could have hit it. Anyway, let's call this Bernice lady. And I've got to stick with the tick idea still, because that previous guy, he just didn't get that at all. He didn't understand that I had a jar of ticks.
You have reached the voicemail box of 818.
Bernice is not answering. All right, I guess I'll move on to the next one.
Hi, Roy. You left a note on my car.
Yeah, I wonder if this one is fake.
The Walmart here on 14 and Fan Lake. It says you hit the car, but I don't see any.
The fake accent just adds so much authenticity to it.
Any damages to the vehicle right now, so if you could call me back, my number's on call already. Thanks.
It sounds like you're whispering because you're afraid you're going to wake your parents that are in the next room. Yeah, I think I'm not going to call that one.
Hi, Roy. This is Jasmine, and I work at. I got off of work and came to my car, and there was a letter from you. Saying that you hit my car, and I'm trying to find out what's going on. It is a 2013 Chevy Malibu. I've called.
Thank you for that information, Jasmine.
Quite a few times, and I keep getting your voicemail, so I decided to leave a message. Again, my name is Jasmine, and I work at. And I got your letter.
Why are you telling me where you work?
314. A call back will be greatly appreciated. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, let's hope when I call her back, she won't be on speakerphone.
Hello?
Hello, Jasmine?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's just that little scratch above the door near the roof. Like on
where?
On the top of the car, up above the door, the driver's side door.
On the top of the car? I didn't notice that on the top, but I did notice in the front.
Oh, no, it wasn't in the front. It was up on top, near the
How did you scratch the top of my car?
Oh, I had this, it was like a metal bucket, and it was full of ticks, you know, like fleas and ticks. And I was dumping the ticks all over the car, and the bucket just kind of, the bottom of the bucket scratched the paint just a little bit. I can pay for the touch-up paint, though. I'm really sorry.
Um, that will be great if paint is scratched off my car, because yesterday when I got off, it was late, so I couldn't really look like today.
Oh.
I can't look because I'm here at work, but
yeah,
that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I was dumping ticks all over the car and into the engine, just like live ticks.
I don't know if I can get your information now or I can give you a call, but it won't be until tomorrow. Like, I called you like 10 times and I never got a hold of you.
Oh, I didn't know you called that much. I'm sorry. My phone.
I left a voice message too.
Yeah, my phone was off. I heard the voice message. But yeah, I can give you my insurance information whenever you want, or I could just pay for it, pay for the paint. I don't think it'll be more than maybe $30 if you're doing touch-up paint.
What, from a shop, right? I'm not going to just paint my car myself.
Oh, okay, yeah, if you want to take it to a shop. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
I don't know how to paint cars.
Well, it's just like painting your nails, but it's the car.
Well, I don't know, because I've talked with my husband about this, too, so it's going to be whatever he wants me to do.
Okay, and I was trying really hard to get those ticks inside, like up near the crack, near the top of the door, but I don't think any of them got through. So a lot of them probably escaped.
So ticks got into my car?
Well, I don't know for sure, because, you know, I wasn't in your car or anything. I just figured they could slip through the cracks, because it's cold out there. I was just trying to give them a warm place to be.
So, yes, I will take your information. Do you have a minute?
Did you see any ticks?
I'm actually going to go to my car now.
Okay. I think most of them got into the engine, but I hope they survived. You know, they didn't get squished by belts or anything.
Why were you pouring them on in your car or my car?
Oh, on your car. And the bottom of the bucket, it just kind of scraped along the top.
Were you pouring ticks on my car?
I don't know. Just one thing led to another, and the next thing you know,
But why did you choose my car, sir?
I don't know. It just one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, I'm pouring a bucket of ticks on top of your car.
Yeah, that really does not make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it, really. Like, can't you just take a Sharpie or something and just Sharpie the little mark?
No, that car is not cheap, sir. I'm going to have my cousin give you a call.
Yeah, but, you know, a Sharpie's cheap. I can get you a Sharpie for like 99 cents.
My car is not cheap. I don't know if it's going to just scratch off or what. I am going to go take double check. I didn't know that you poured ticks on my car.
Yeah, I had this bucket of ticks, and I figured, you know, I don't even have heat in my car. I was afraid they wouldn't survive. But maybe I could you don't even have to do anything. I'll just come up there with a Sharpie and I'll just scribble over the scratch.
I don't want you to keep messing with my car that's parked there by itself, minding its own business.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you just saw that car and said, oh, I'm going to pour a bucket of ticks on this car.
Well, I don't know. Whose else would I pour the ticks on?
So now you want to play games?
Well, no, it wasn't.
Will take this to the police. I do have your number. I will turn it in, and I will report it to the police.
It was nothing personal.
I'm not talking about my car.
It was nothing personal. It was just a random thing. You know, I had to do something with the ticks. And she hung up. Jasmine knows I'm playing games with her. That one was from St. Louis. So thank you, St. Louis person who left a note on a nice-looking new car. That is too nice to just use fingernail polish or Sharpies on. I can't imagine caring about my car that much. I would be one of those people that just leaves a message, oh, you're so nice, don't worry about it, no big deal. I wouldn't even look for the scratch. In fact, let me tell you guys a story. Once, I was sitting in my car waiting for someone, and this car in the parking space pulls up next to me, and she opens her door and smacks into the side of my car. And she, like, knocks on my window. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's all right. I barely even looked up at her. I was busy playing a game on my phone or whatever. But come to think of it, I've never looked. I've never looked to see if there's a scratch there. Who gives a shit about their car? Well, I know most people do. I'm just weird.
Hi, Roy. My name is Marty. And
Marty.
You had left a message on my car over the weekend. I've been out of town, so I apologize.
Should apologize. How dare you go out of town?
Give me a call when you get a chance. 818. Thank you.
Another 818 number, and this is the last one. I do have a text message from another guy in 818, but this is the last actual 818 voicemail. 818, his name's Marty, and that must be near Hill Valley, or Hilldale. Holy shit. This is obviously Marty McFly. Clearly. At this point, I'm getting kind of tired of the whole ticks idea, but really, I have nothing else. So this is the last call. I'm just going to try and do ticks again. Bucket of ticks. A bucket is so much better than a jar of ticks.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Marty.
He's not here.
Is this Jennifer?
No, there's no one by that name that lives here.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, yeah, I left a note on Marty's car.
On my son's car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the DeLorean. And, yeah, he called me back, and I'm just returning his call.
Okay. Just a moment.
Matthew?
What car did you leave the note on?
On Marty's car.
What color was it?
Don't me. God damn it. I'm just trying to be nice and leave a note.
Okay, but you're asking for a Jennifer. There's no one with that name. There is a Marty, but there's a note left on my son's car, so I'm just trying to clarify.
Oh.
I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I'm misunderstanding who you're asking for. You're telling me it's Marty, but you're not telling me what car.
Well, I don't know. I was pretty drunk that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it, do you remember the color? Then I know who to give the phone call to.
Well, how many Martys live there?
Well, there's only one, but we have several cars.
Huh. Yeah, it would be whoever Marty is. I mean, if there's only one Marty, then...
Okay. Just a moment.
Jeez. Let the men talk here.
Marty, or your name? He's asking for Marty, but he's talking about your car. Or a car. I have no idea. Okay. Matthew has spoken to the person who hit his car.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you would be speaking to Marty. I'm really kind of confused.
Well, I'm the one that left the note on the car. I dinged the car.
Okay. But how did you get the home number?
Because that's the number he called. That's the number he left for me. That's the number he said on the voicemail.
No, he left his cell phone number. That's why I'm confused. I'm sitting here talking to him right now.
I called 592.
I didn't call from my cell phone.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you got this number because he's called from his cell phone each time. I mean, I'd like, first of all, the person he talked to last time said that they left buckets of ticks on his car. Was that you?
No. Why would I put a bucket of ticks?
I have no idea. So that's why I'm confused by this whole entire conversation.
Yeah, me too.
He just talked to somebody 30 minutes ago who said he was really sorry and he left buckets of ticks on his car.
Oh, that's weird.
Now I'm getting you who's calling asking for Marty, so I'm very confused about the whole entire situation.
Oh, yeah, no, this
that's
is...
That's why
just,
I'm sounding confused, because we're getting very odd phone calls. Because
you're a woman. Women get confused easily.
Who? Excuse me?
Well,
who
okay.
Are you?
So if you don't want to talk about the ticks on the car, I mean the note on the car, then whatever. I mean, I was just trying to call back because I accidentally dinged the car.
I understand you're trying to call back, but I don't understand the conversation. First, you're offending me by telling me that I'm basically don't know what I'm talking about because I'm a woman.
Well, I mean, if we were talking about like toasters or you know a microwave, you'd probably understand, but. Maybe you should just
I probably understand a lot more than you think, sir.
Just only answer the phone if it rings in the kitchen, and we'll be fine.
And who are you?
My name is Roy. I accidentally dinged Matthew or Marty's or whatever you're going to call him.
So how would you like to take care of the situation?
I don't know. Put Marty on the phone.
He's not here.
You just talked to him.
I did not talk to him.
You talked to someone, you big fat liar. I heard you in the background.
Yeah, I talked to my son.
Oh.
Are you usually this rude?
Isn't that Marty?
When you're trying to take care of a situation?
Well, maybe I should just call back later when Marty's back.
Or maybe you should stop being so fucking rude.
Oh, don't curse at me. I'm a Christian. Okay, I don't even remember. I mean, I guess someone I talked to earlier. Hopefully it's a call that actually made it on to the show, because I called two people and I just deleted them because they didn't work out. I think he was in the show earlier. I don't know, but he definitely called from this number, from that home number. What a rude lady. All I know is I'm extremely disappointed that I didn't get to talk to Marty McFly about his DeLorean that I left a note on. Maybe it was his 4x4 truck. Yeah, that's it. That's it, though. I'm out of numbers to call. I called every number in the list, close to 20 numbers. There was a lot that didn't answer. There was others that were just hang-up calls, and I didn't call them back. There's one guy that just texted me. He didn't leave a message, but I went ahead and called him back. No answer. So I've still got plenty of numbers to call here, and I guess I'm going to wait until, I don't know, maybe later this evening I'll call them, and they'll be home then. But keep leaving those notes, everyone. If you want me to do more carding note calls, all you have to do is leave a note on someone's car, and the note should say nothing more than, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please call me at 425-243-7565, and then sign the note Roy." Keep in mind that today's date is December 9th, 2014, so if you're listening to the show, you know, in the year 2020 or something, don't leave notes, because this is a really old show that you're listening to, and I'm not doing the carding note thing again yet, unless I am, I don't know. Thank you to everyone who has left notes for me. I have notes from people in San Francisco, a ton from the San Fernando Valley area. Thank you, Carl Sanders, for those. I've gotten a few from Kentucky, which is where Incognito lives, St. Louis, Missouri, Indianapolis, and even one from Alberta. These are all the people that didn't answer, so hopefully I will be able to get a hold of them later, and I'll put those calls into the next show. But leave notes. This show has been sponsored by Randall Thor. Thank you, Randall Thor, for being a sponsor of the show. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/phonelosers and give me all of your money. If you don't like Patreon, you can also do it through phonelosers.org/cactus. It's pretty much the exact same thing. Thank you, everyone who has been supporting the show. I really, 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 really appreciate it. If you don't want to support the show with Patreon or the other thing, then you can always just buy crap from phonelosers.org/store. You know those coins, those awesome metal coins that everyone's been getting? I still have a lot of those left, and I'd really like to get rid of them. So if you'd like a coin, get them while they last, because they are limited edition. They're 2014 coins, and it's very unlikely that I'm going to make any more ever again, since 2014 is almost over. I'm going to make 2015 coins. Hopefully in just a few more months. I'm not really sure, but yeah, we need to design a 2015 coin. There's a thread in the PLA forums about designing a 2015 coin, if you'd like to go in there and make some suggestions on what we should put on the new coin. Visit PhoneLosers at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and of course, phonelosers.org. I think we should take a moment here and just kind of reflect on what we've learned in this episode. Today we learned that homeless people do have cell phones, because of course you're going to trust me more than that guy that I called. So just let me assure you, homeless people have cell phones. And if you're ever out there, stranded somewhere, just ask a homeless person if you can use their cell phone. Today we also learned that if you have an MBA, you can't just renew it. It doesn't work like that. Come on guys, don't be stupid. You can renew your driver's license, you can renew, I don't know, like a certificate, but you can't renew your MBA. Durr, guys, come on. Also, don't be that guy that thinks you're better than everyone else just because you're more educated, or even if you are smarter than them. If you have an MBA, don't ever be the person that says, "Well, do you have a degree?" to make your point, because if you do that, you're just kind of a douche. No matter who you are, what you do, you're no better than anyone else. That guy with the MBA, he's no better than his wife that doesn't know how to drive and always knocks the mirror off of her car. I'm no better than either of them. The homeless man in front of 7-Eleven begging for change and using his cell phone, I'm no better than him. We also learned that BMW side mirrors only cost $100 to replace. And when you think about it, that's not that bad of a price, really. I thought it'd be a lot more than that. We learned that Carl Sanders is not running around Los Angeles, damaging cars and then leaving hilarious notes in their cars. And we learned that you shouldn't care about your car that much. It's just a car. Today we're going to end the show with a requested song by Coco. Coco wants to hear a song that's only a few years old, but it's already really out of date. This is My Hope by Molly Lewis.
The years are going by so fast, it really is bewildering, and we'll be so-called grown-ups and have mortgages and children. I hope we all gain worldliness and wisdom and maturity, but I hope most of all that MySpace falls into obscurity. I hope our profiles all go dead, entombed in distant servers, a monument to our youth, although lacking its observers. Your page will be an empty shell when no one is behind it. I hope your MySpace stays forever, and I hope that your kids find it. How I hope that you forget about your MySpace. I hope it slips completely from your mind, and I hope it stays up long enough for the next generation to find. And I hope that it embarrasses your children. Hope their bratty friends will forward it around, and I hope that you forget your password so you cannot take it down. Kids think you're vaguely square, it will be so much clearer when they laugh at the pictures you took in your bathroom mirror. They will not know your favorite band or any of the others. Who is this soldier boy you reference? Who's the Jonas Brothers? They'll marvel at how old you are, they'll raffle at your outfits. Your style may pass as vintage in the future, though I doubt it. How I hope that you forget about your MySpace. I hope it slips completely from your mind, and I hope it stays up long enough for the next generation to find. And I hope that it embarrasses your children. Hope their bratty friends will forward it around, and I hope that you forget your password so you cannot take it down. I hope your cynical kids say, holy crap, this is great. These comments date all the way back to 2008. I hope they dig through your pictures and find some we might call compromising. I hope seeing their mom in a swimsuit or smoking a hookah isn't too traumatizing. But it will be past their comprehension. They'll ask, did Grandpa not give you enough attention? Tom, that guy knows everyone. Hope that you forget about your MySpace. I hope it slips completely from your mind, and I hope it stays up long enough for the next generation to find. And I hope that it will humble you forever, and I hope your kids don't let you live it down. And I hope that you forget your password so you cannot take it down. They might go through your top 8 friends, read your comments at the most. I only wish that they could see the inane bulletins you post.